morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
弟兄姊妹们，大家早安。
And as our chairman reminded us, Merry Christmas.
就像是我们主席提醒了我们，圣诞节快乐。
I think there's more people in here now.
家人比较多了一点。
Would you turn to someone next to you and say, okay, let's wait to hear the Chinese in here to say Merry Christmas.
现在人聚集比较多了，我们可不可以再来一次，向你周边的人祝福圣诞节快乐
？Yes, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You good, man?
Good.
Huh?
Just nervous. Just nervous.
Hey,
just
pray.
Nervous.
Let's pray. And I'm sure you waited all week to be here.
我很相信你们大家迫不及待，这整个礼拜都在等着要来。
I'd like you to say to someone next to you, wait for the translation, I waited all week to sit here next to you.
然后我也知道，我也希望大家呢，对你旁边的人说，我等了整整一个礼拜能够坐在你的旁边在这里。
All right, say that to someone next to you.
Well, I waited a whole week to stand next to you, sir.
Right, that's right.our translator's hands this morning are cold.
今天的手比较冰一点。
He said he's a little nervous.
有点紧张。
Because he does not prefer to preach.To translate English into Chinese, it's harder for him.
因为中文说的没有英文好。
My English is not so good. Can we pray this morning and pray for myself and our translator that we would be able to bring God's word to you this morning?
让我们一同祷告，为我们的牧师还有他的翻译员，能够今天早上可以完完全全把主的话从他那里。传到你们那里。
Yeah. Father, we come before you as your church.
Oh, 天上的父啊，我们是以你的教会的身份来到你面前。
And we are here to celebrate Jesus.
然后我们来这里，我们聚集在这里是为了来庆祝耶稣。
We can celebrate you anytime.
我其实我们什么时候都可以来庆祝你。
But when we come together as a body of believers,
不过当我们在聚在一起是一个信神的一个肢体的时候
there is something precious about that.
有一个很珍贵的一个事情
May we be aware of your presence with us.
所以让我们能够侦察到你的同在今天
As we give to you our attention,
当我们把我们的注意力转入到你的身上的时候
Would you work Holy Spirit upon our hearts?
可不可以就请你让你的圣灵在我们的心中运行
Allow my brother Frank and myself
使得我的弟兄Frank, 还有我自己
We both know how much we need you this morning.
让我们两个了解到我们其实是多么的需要你。
We don't want to do anything absent of you.
我们不愿做任何事情是没有你同在的。
I love you, Jesus.
主耶稣基督，我爱你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
然后我们是以你的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go.
This morning.
今天早上。
There was some people standing outside.
然后有些人站在外头。
They're doing this.
他们手掌插手掌。
So they're in the sunshine.
他们在站在太阳光下。
And I said, what are you guys doing?
我就问他们说你们在干嘛？
They said, we need to feel the effect of the sun.
我说我们要来感受到太阳光。
And they're warming up because they felt cold.
因为他们感受到冷，所以在太阳光下感到热度。
I was opposite. I was wearing a jacket this morning, a nice suit jacket, and I'm hot, so I took it off.
那我是相反的，我今天早上还是穿着一个西装外套，可是呢，我感觉很热，所以我就把它脱下来。
But either way, there is everyone experiences the effect of the sun.
但是不论如何，每个人去感受阳光的感受。都有个人的一种
感受太阳的影响
太阳的影响
right,
for、
okay.
sure
the last 2 weeks
过去两个礼拜
the Lord put on my heart to help us understand the effect of the names of God
神在我心里放了这个重担就是要让我帮助你们了解神的名字在我们身上是有怎么样的影响
？And especially in this season，
尤其是在这个过节的这个时间
，the names of Jesus that has an effect upon our life。
耶稣各式各样的怎么样？耶稣的名称在我们的生命中是有什么样的影响
？Last week we looked at Jesus's name Emmanuel。
上个星期我们看了耶稣的名字是以马内利。
Do you remember that?
记得吗
？What does Emmanuel mean?
那以马内利是什么意思
？God with us.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
神确实是与我们同在。
Turn to your neighbor and say, God is with us.
向你的隔壁的邻居说，神与我们同在。
And second, we began looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
然后接下来呢，我们是看以赛亚书第九章第六节。
For to us a child is born.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生。
To us a son is given.
有一个儿子赐给我们。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
Jesus is the one who the government rests on his shoulders.
耶稣就是那一位，政权必担在他的肩头上。
In this part of the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书在这个部分呢？
700 years before the birth of Jesus,
在耶稣降生的700年前,
these names were pointing to his coming kingdom.
这些名字是在指着未来这个耶稣要来的这个国度。
They didn't know that he was going to come twice.
不过在这个时候,他们并不了解耶稣要来两遍。
The first coming,
耶稣第一次来到地上。
He came as a suffering servant.
他是来受苦的仆人。
In humility.
他是以谦卑的姿态生下。
Born as a baby.
是一个婴孩的姿态而生下。
And this is to start his kingdom on earth.
不过这个开始是为了他的国度而开始。
They didn't know that some of these texts were referring to when he comes.Again.
但是这些人并不了解以赛亚书有些言语也是指着耶稣基督第二次的教会。
The second time Jesus comes,
那当耶稣第二次来到降临的时候
He will be a conquering king.
他是那位征服的国王。
And he will put an end to this world's kingdom.
他会结束这世上的王国。
And it will completely enact.Fully his kingdom on heaven and earth.
然后就会将他在天上在地上的国度完完全全的开始。
That's why when you look in your Bibles to the next verse, verse 7.
所以当你看的下一节第七节
of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end.
也就是说在他的国度的他的国度会从今直到永远。
So if you remember like Handel's Messiah,
I'm
Handel's Messiah. Oh, okay,
yeah. 有一位写歌剧的叫做亨德尔。
亨德尔。
弥赛亚的这个歌剧。
The chorus says, "And he shall reign forever and ever."
在这支歌剧有一句有一个字就说他的治理要到永永远远。
But last week I said that all of these names that we're going to look at of Jesus.
不过上个星期我说这些耶稣的这些其他的这些名称呢
，although they refer to his kingdom，
这些名称虽然与他的国度有关系
，his names have an effect on believers today。
但是那些名他的那些名字呢对我们今天的信徒也有影响力。
And I will show you that his name has an effect on non-believers as well.
然后我今天也要让你们了解他的名字对那些不信的人也有影响。
But for believers,
但是对于我们这些信主的人呢
we can experience the effect of his name in our life as spiritual blessings.
但我们以信徒而言，我们可以完完全全经历到他名字对我们生命所有的影响力。
When I was in youth group, when I was younger, I wasn't this little, but I was, yeah.
当我还小的时候，
在青少年的那个团契
，in the youth in the youth groups,、
mm-hmm. we would do skits a lot.
我们会有一些演剧，做很多演剧。
And then we would have like a gospel night.
然后我们也会有福音晚的之夜。
One time we did a skit.
有一次我们做了一个演剧。
And it's about five people on the stage.
那台上呢有大概五个人。
Everybody on the stage was struggling in some way.
那台上的五个演员每一个都扮演一个他们所有困难的地方。
Then Jesus comes in.
然后耶稣从旁边进来。
And from each person, he takes their struggle.
然后耶稣进来，从每一个在台上的演员身上，从把他们身上的重担拿下来。
And Jesus took their struggles and all of their sin.
耶稣把他们全部的困难，还有他们的罪呢。
And he put it on himself.
然后他把他全部带到耶稣自己身上。
And then we had a cross.
然后在后面有一个十字架。
And Jesus was murdered on the cross.
然后耶稣在十字架上被谋杀。
And through the cross, everyone on the stage was healed.
然后因着这个十字架，在台上的每一个人都被治愈了。
The government of the entire universe rests on the shoulders of Jesus.
这整个宇宙的政权、掌权。
All of the struggle and sin of the world was placed on the shoulders of Jesus.
整个宇宙的政权都在耶稣的肩头上，整个世界的罪恶与困扰都在担当在耶稣基督的肩头上。
If he is strong enough to carry the government,
假如耶稣的肩头够强壮来担当这个政府，
If he is strong enough to carry all of the sins of the world,
也是够强壮来担当全世界的罪恶，
Is he not strong enough to carry the governing of your life on his shoulder?
难道那他的肩头没有不够坚强来担当你生命中的困扰吗
？I think most of us, if we're honest,
假如我们对自扪心自问，然后诚实
，we can admit that we have a rough time governing our own lives.
我们大致上都可以同意，我们管理自己的生活都是有一些。
We can really make a mess.
我们确实可以在生命中搞得一塌糊涂。
But when we trust Jesus to lead our life,
但是假如我们能够相信耶稣，让他带领我们的生活，
then we will experience the effect of His name in our life.
我们就会完完全全的感受到他的名字在我们生命中的影响。
Let's look at the rest of the passage from last week.
所以让我们来看接下来的经节。
Let's read it in English and Chinese all together.
让我们一起用中文还有英文一起一头而。
Starting from the second part that just went up, and his name shall be called. Ready? One, two, three. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at these one by one.
让我们一个个的来看这些名字。
Wonderful Counselor.
第一，奇妙的测试。
I think it is very interesting.
我觉得很有趣的一件事情。
That he started with the first word, wonderful.
就是在经节里写，他第一个形容词是用奇妙来开始。
I was wondering why not mighty God?
我有时候在想，为什么不用那全能的开始呢？
Or many of us are always looking for God's peace.
那大家都很喜欢平安，对不对？
Right? Yeah, you said right. But he started with wonderful.
但是不是如此，这里的开始是用奇妙而开始。
In many different translations, some of them will have these as two different words.
在不同的翻译呢，这个奇妙会有的时候会用不同的字或众多的字来解释这个字。
Right.Some will have like two words to be one name, Wonderful Counselor.
像有些翻译就是用就是奇妙测试，直接翻译的话。
The word wonderful in Hebrew is a noun.
但是在希伯来文中呢，奇妙不是形容词，它是名词。
So some translations will say wonderful, comma, counselor.Two names.
所以在有些翻译的话呢，因为遵从这个，它是名词，它会写奇妙、逗点、测试，两个名词并肩。
Wow, that's really good, bro.
I tried.
I studied it. It could go both ways.
那我是有认真的去学习这一点，然后我本身认同两种方式都可行。
The Hebrew word wonderful means miracle.
那希伯来文呢，这个奇妙其实他们是用来，他们真正的意思是奇迹。
It means a marvelous thing.
是一种很奇妙的事情。
It is something so astonishing that it gives you a feeling of intense amazement.
也是那种事情是令人惊震的那种感觉，引起强烈惊讶的感觉。
You can use the word amazing.
你可以用这个很奇妙这个话来说。
But sometimes, at least in the English language, I'm not sure if it happens for Chinese, but in English, you can misuse a word too much.
接下来，通常而言，这是一种往常是在英文中常见的一件事情。中文不一定，但是呢，在英文的每天的对话而言，这个奇妙往往没有真正的被用的很正确。
It's overused.
反而奇妙这个字眼呢，常常被过度的引用。
These words express an idea that is far beyond normal.
奇妙这个要让人感受的感觉是那平常远远高在平常的这个世上。
These words really describe something supernatural.
其实这些事情，这个字呢，是形容那些非自然、超自然的那些事情。
In fact, there was a season in our family's life.
其实在我的家庭有一段时间呢。
I was a little bit legalistic with my children.
我呢有点就是说有点法律性，有点规定性，
yeah.
对，来管教育我的孩子。
Yeah, and I would say we are. You cannot use the word amazing.
我限制他们说你在家里不要用这个奇妙。
I don't know if my children remember that. I think Bethany does, right?
Right, 不晓得我的女儿记不记得，不过就是说我禁止我的孩子用这种惊人的奇妙的这个英文字。
Unless you're using amazing to describe God.
除非你用奇妙或惊人这个形容词不来形容神所做的事。
Right? Because if we use these words to describe normal things,
因为原因是假如我们用这些大的形容词来形容我们平常经历的这事情的话，
What kind of words can we use to describe God?
那我们要来形容神的作为的时候，我们有什么字剩下来可以来形容神的作为？
People take a delicious In-N-Out burger.
就说像我们去买 In-N-Out 的汉堡。
Anybody like In-N-Out burger?
喜欢 In-N-Out 汉堡的举手。
And people will take a bite of this burger.
那你知道买了以后咬了一口。
And say, this is amazing.
然后就说哇多么惊人奇妙的一口啊。
Really? Is the burger amazing?
那你就要问真的吗？有这么奇妙吗？
It could be really good, super good.
这个是可以非常可口，或者甚至是
超可口，
超可口。
But is it really amazing?
那但是它有达到奇妙的境界吗？
In the world of sports,
或者是在运动界里头。
I love football.
那我本身很喜欢
I mean, I love all the sports.
我本身很喜欢任每个球
But in football, they have this certain every joke. that's a good one. I like it.
每个运动我都喜欢，但是我特别喜欢美式橄榄球。
谁有球？给我。
谁有球？
They have this catch.
那有的时候他们有一种接球的方式。
And it's called The miracle catch.
这种接球，甚至感觉到是种神奇的一种接球方法。
This guy jumped up, caught the ball with his hand and his helmet.
就是从往往形容这个状态是这个球员飞在半空中，一手接到球，然后把球伸回来，用他的头盔。与他的手这样接住。
And he helped win the Super Bowl, like the championship.
然后是在最终的这个冠军赛中是以这种方式接到球。
People call that a miracle.
球迷们称这种接法叫做神奇的接球。
Or if you have guests over for dinner,
那另外一种比喻，当你邀请人到你家来
，and your guests are about to leave，
那你的客人现在要走了
，they might say this in English。
那往往他们说法是用英文讲，我翻译成中文，他往往这样说
：We had a wonderful time。
他说我们经历了这个精彩美妙的一个的时间。
Was it really？
那你心里就想，真的吗
？Did you experience a miracle？
你有惊奇到神迹吗
？I think my wife's cooking is good, above average, but was it a miraculous? Maybe it's a miracle.
那我知道我的妻子她的手艺是不错，但是她真正煮出来的东西是那种让你好像出灵魂出窍的那种感觉。
Was it a miracle?
是那种神迹式的那种晚餐吗
？Was our time together amazing?
那我们在一起所经历的时间是真的是这个惊人的时间吗
？Was the cleanliness of our house that leave you speechless?
那我们房子的干的多么干净，让你哑口无言吗
？Probably not.
可能确实不是这样子。
But you know Jesus.
但是耶稣基督确实是这样子。
Jesus is wonderful.
基督耶稣是美妙精彩的。
He's amazing.
他是那 惊人的。
That God Himself came, limited Himself into the form of a man.
那我们的神以人的姿态把自己限制成人的姿态来到这世上。
To suffer and die.
为的只是受苦最终致死。
Carrying the weight of all of human history's sin and suffering upon his back.
然后把人一切的罪从前到未来所一切的罪担当在他的肩头上。
That God himself would be punished for us.
想想看，神他自己被 punish，
惩罚。
Yeah.
I got it.
Thank you.
And then to be resurrected still in a glorious form, but a human type form nonetheless.
但是之后死而复生，虽然是荣耀的身体，但是还是人形的身体。
And then to ascend to sit at the right hand of God.
到最终升上天，到神他自己的右手边。
That is amazing.
我所叙述的那些才是真正的惊人的美妙的。
That is wonderful.
那才是精彩的神奇的。
Not an In-N-Out burger.
并不是一个汉堡。
Someone once said this.
有个人曾经这么说过。
The more you think about the wonder of Jesus.
你越去思想那耶稣的奇迹。
The more sin becomes ugly to you.
对你来说罪恶就越来越丑陋。
And the reverse of that is also true.
那但是你把这个话相反了，也是对的。
Christians, listen to me.
基督徒专心听。
Sometimes you are drawn to the beauty of sin because you may have forgotten the wonder of Jesus.
有的时候你会被这罪恶所假冒的美妙而吸引，因为你忘却了耶稣的奇妙。
And Jesus gives us wonderful counsel.
但是我们的耶稣是我们奇妙的测试。
That's why he is called the wonderful counselor.
以至于他得到这个第一个名称，奇妙的测试。
He gives counsel that reflects who he is.
他所给的辅导，他所给的忠告呢，是来反映出他自己的奇妙和荣耀。
Everyone at different times needs counsel.
你知道，每个人在生命中每不同的时间都需要一些忠告或者是辅导。
Whether you're young or old.
不论你是少或老。
If you don't think you ever need counsel,
假如你觉得自己从来不需要任何的辅导的话，
it probably just means that you're not humble enough to ask.
这个往往就是你的心里面没有谦卑。
So everyone needs counsel.
每个人都会有需要辅导的时候。
The question is,Who do you go to for counsel?
但是，可是重要的问题是，当你需要辅导的时候，你去找谁给你这些？
Isaiah uses this word again in chapter 28.
那以赛亚在他的第二十八章的地方这样说道。
This also comes from the Lord of hosts.
这也是出于万军之耶和华。
He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom.
他的谋略奇妙，他的智慧广大。
Jesus is not only a wonderful counselor, he is the wise counsel.
所以这里讲到耶稣不但是那奇妙的测试，他也是那奇妙智慧的测试。
When you are facing decisions in life,
当你在对面对于生命中大的决定的时候，
Do you go to Jesus for counsel?
你去找耶稣给你
Do you?
意案吗？
Or do you try to solve the problem yourself?
还是你往往要以自己人的能力去解决这个。
Sometimes the smarter you are on this world,
很多时候你在这世上你越聪明，
the harder it is to see God for counsel.
那你越难去看到神要给你的忠告。
And when he counsels you,
我当神在辅导你的时候，
it's oftentimes different from what you would expect.
往往是与你所预计的、所会得到的是完全不一样的。
Oftentimes his counsel is contrary to what you may want.
神所给的往往不是跟人所要的是相反。
It may be, yeah, contrary to what the world teaches you.
也是往往与这世上所教育导于你的。
Because Jesus may say something like, love your enemy.
因为耶稣有可能对你说去爱你的敌人。
Jesus may say to you, turn the other cheek.
耶稣会说把你的脸，另外一个脸也给他们打。
He may say, if you're trying to be first,
耶稣也会有可能对你说，你假如想要当第一的，
be the last.
其实要去当最后的。
If you want to be the one who leads,
你假如是要当那位领导的，
be the one who serves.
其实你要去做那位服侍的。
May not be what you want to hear.
所以这往往不是你耳朵想听到的话。
But if you let him counsel you,
不过但是你把心愿意让神来辅导你，
you will experience the spiritual blessing.
你会经历到那些属灵 的祝福。
Of obeying his counsel.
那些祝福是从遵循神的辅导 而来的。
Amen?
Amen.
Mighty God.
第二，全能的神。
The word here, mighty, means powerful.
这里全能也是能够就是说无所不能的意思。
It's relating to strength.
对于一个，这个话，这个字是形容对于能力方面的一种形容。
When used as a noun, it means warrior.
当用以名词来看待的话呢，这往往是来表示一个战士 有相关的这种形容。
It paints God in the picture of a mighty warrior.、God.
在这里所描述的一个景象是把神绘成一个很强能力的战士。
My son and I love the military.
我的儿子与我，我们都很喜欢军事方面的事情。
And we love that picture of a strong warrior.
我们尤其对于那一个图案，一个强悍的一个战士的图案，我们尤其
钟爱。And one time when I saw him getting a little too carried away.
有一次我看他有点
太过头了，
太过头了。
I sat him down.
我把让他坐在我面前。
I said, look at this psalm.
我要你来看这首歌，这个诗篇。
It says, God trains our hands for war.
神训练我们的手是为了打仗。
But we are warriors for God.
但是我们是神的战士。
And he is the most powerful, strongest warrior.
然后他本身是那位最强悍、最有能力的那一位战士。
But we need to fight by learning how to pray.
但是我们征战的，我们怎么样学习征战，是从学习如何祷告。
We need to fight God's battles.
我们去征战是要去为神的征战而征战。
He said, "Are we strong enough to fight God's battles?"
那他就问我，我们够强壮吗？去做神的征战？
I said, "No, because if you look at the Bible stories, you know."
我对他的回答是，并不是的，因为你只要看圣经里面的故事。
God always fights for us.
永远都是神为了我们去征战。
Did you know that?
你们知道这个事实吗？
Did you know that God fights for you?
你们知道神是为了你而征战的吗？
Look at these verses.
我们来看一些经节。
When the king of Assyria was attacking God's people,
当 Syria 的王国
Assyria, yeah.
Assyria, mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's okay.
亚述王来打以色列的时候，
Look at what is written.
我们来看是怎么写的。
With him is with the enemy is an arm of flesh.
在这里，耶和华说，和他们同在的不过是人手血肉的手背。
But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles.
和我们同在的却是耶和华我们的神。
When Nehemiah was leading God's people to rebuild God's temple,
当 Nehemiah 在带领着
and the walls, yeah,
的人民来重建耶路撒冷的墙还有神殿的时候，
he says, "Our God will fight for us."
他说了，我们的神必为我们征战。
Brothers and sisters, are some of you able to look back on life?
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里在座的有没有可以往顾我们一路活过来的这生活
？And see that God has fought your battle.
然后看到了神确实是有帮你为了你而
战
过。
Amen. Okay. Not everybody then. Who amens that?
Amen.
But there's another side of the coin.
不过你知道，反面而说呢。
God fights for those who belong to Him.
神的征战是为了那些属于他的人而征战。
But for those who do not belong to Jesus.
所以反面来说，那些不属于神的人呢？
You don't want to be on that side.
你确实不想要是这一边的人。
The mighty God will oppose those who oppose Him.
我们这位全能的神会去击打这些反对他的那一边。
When Jesus the Messiah came the first time,
当耶稣这个弥赛亚第一次来到降下的时候，
it is a time of God's grace.
那一段时间是神的恩典的时间。
Pastor James designed this slide. I don't know if we have it. Did we get this one? Yeah.
范牧师
yep, next one.
范长老制造了这个图给我们。
It's a wonderful chart.
这个图非常简洁但很明确。
Where he says you are here, 你在这儿。
yeah.
That is where we are.
就是我们在这儿。
When Jesus first came,
当耶稣第一次来的时候，
He's given us grace to put our faith in Him.
他给我们恩典，以致我们能够因着恩典而得救，把信心摆在他身上。
There is a time coming soon.
但是接下来要来一段时间。
Where the church will be raptured into the air.
就是神的教会会被提升。
Before them, it's those who are asleep, who are dead. Believers who are dead.
在那之前呢，是那些已睡了，或者是已经过去死掉的那些信徒呢。
Jesus will come down.
然后我们耶稣会从天上降下。
But he will not touch down on earth.
他不会真正的脚踏到地
上。You will hear the trumpet sound.
你会听到天上的脚号。
And you will see the church meeting Jesus in the air.
我们所会见到的是他的教会与耶稣在半空中相会。
That's not his second coming.
这并不是他的第二次。
There will be a time of tribulation.
接下来就是灾难的时间，在那之后。
And at the worst time of the tribulation, the great tribulation, the second half.
然后在这灾难时期呢的第后半边就是大灾难的时候。
Then Jesus will come again.
那才是耶稣基督第二次来的时候。
But I want you to read with me in Revelation 19.
我邀请大家与我一同读启示录第十九章。
I'm not going to read the whole thing for time.
因着时间的问题，我不读整章。
But Jesus will come on a white horse.
但是第一点重要是耶稣是。骑着一匹白马而来。
Why the color white?
为何白色？
Because white represents victory in the Bible and purity.
因为在圣经里面，白色是胜利以及纯真的象征。
His eyes will be like flames of fire.
他的眼中好像有火焰。
His hair in somewhere else is described as white like wool.
他的头发在另外一边形容是纯白，像是
just
羊毛一样。
Yes, 白羊毛，
白羊毛。
Right, and of course he's Jewish. He has a beard. His beard will be white like wool.
然后因为他是犹太人，所以他也会有一脸的胡子，也是一样的白色。他有着王冠。
Other places says he has a name. His name is on his thigh.
然后在其他地方有写，他有个名字是写在他的大腿上。
His robe is dipped in blood.
但是他的旗袍，他的袍，
not
他的袍子
，Yeah, that 旗袍 ，Not Chinese New Year yet.
And a guy in 旗袍 be weird, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not Chinese Jesus. Jewish Jesus.
他的袍上是有着血的迹的，沾满着血迹。
For believers,
信徒们
，This is good news.
这对我们来说是好消息。
This is our hope.
这是我们盼望的所在。
The mighty God who fights for us.
那位完全的君王神为了我们而征战。
But for those who do not have Jesus.
但是那些没有神的人。
You never put faith in Jesus.
你从来没把你的信心摆在耶稣身上。
You've ignored Jesus.
你一生中完完全全的去 ignore, 去忽视耶稣。
Yeah, that's right. 不甩他。
不甩他 ,yeah.不理他。
This Jesus,
你这个不甩的耶稣
is going to be scary.
他对你而言可能是你这生命中最可怕的一件事。
Go back to that picture.
我们来看刚才那个图。
There's a movie.
有一个电影
that shows these events.
把这每一个过节都演出来。
Because all of a sudden Christians will be gone.
因为在那警局中，突然基督徒们都不见了。
Raptured in the air.
因为他们都被提升了。
You will see clothing just sitting here. Oh, hopefully I'm there. Oh, Pastor Alex was sitting here. Now his jacket is his pants.
感觉
his shoes.
感觉就像那样子，人所穿的衣服原本在那边，突然嘣消失了。我们当然都希望我们的是那些人。
There will be planes that have pilots that all of a sudden don't have a pilot.
会有在飞行中的飞客机
cars that are being driven.
突然，驾驶员不见了。开车的人正在行驶的车子
，without a driver.
突然，驾驶员不见了。
With other people in the car, other people on the plane.
在飞机上，在车中的人突然消失。
Where are you?
那我问你们，觉得你们在哪里？
If you are not saved,
你假如没有被得救，
if you do not belong to Jesus,
你假如不属于耶稣基督的话，
I have so much pain in my heart for you.
我现在这里为你特别感伤痛苦。
And how many of our children,
我们自己的孩子们中，
who are not saved,
还没有被救，
or who have gone away from the Lord,
或者是曾经得救但是背弃了，
or spouses who are not saved,
或者是你的伴侣还没得救，
how much sorrow do we have over them?
我们心中是有多么大的伤痛是为了这些还没得救的人。
Today at the end we're going to have a time to pray for that.
在今天结束的时候我们会有祷告的时间。
But right now we're going to look at the everlasting Father.
那我们接，但是我们现在要来看是永恒的父。
The everlasting Father.
这位永恒的父。
Some people get confused by this.
那有些人为因着这个，为着这个有点困惑。
Are they saying that Jesus is the Father? I thought Jesus was the Son.
那他们所困惑的地方是他们在想。耶稣就是这位父还是可是耶稣是子还有所以到底是什么东西
It's not talking about that.
But 这里不是在讲任何有关于那边的事情。
The Hebrew phrase
在希伯来文中
can actually be translated as Father of Eternity.
他们的翻译是永在的父可以直视为永恒之父。
The word father can sometimes mean the author of something.
有在他们希伯来文呢，父往往也被引用为这作者的这个身份。
The one whom it originated.
或者是从谁而由来的那位人也称之为父。
This is to say that Jesus is the author of eternity.
在这里他们所谓是永恒的父是说耶稣是这永久的这个国度的创始者。
How is this a spiritual blessing for us?
那我们要将这个如何融汇到说这是怎么是一个属灵的祝福呢?
If Jesus is the author of all eternity,
假如耶稣是那永恒的创始者、创作者
，You know what it tells us?
那这给我们的一个讯息是什么
？It tells us that he wants to share eternity with us.
他在这里所叙述是耶稣非常迫切想要把这永恒和我们还有你们大家一起分享。
Don't even let an unbeliever tell you different.
不要让一个不信耶稣的人跟你说，能够让你去相信任何不同的方式来解释这个。Something like that.
In the scripture.
在在经句里。
In Ecclesiastes. Help him.
传道书中。
It says God has placed eternity in our hearts.
神将永恒摆入在我们心中。
And Jesus,
耶稣
being the Father of eternity, wants to share it with us.
这位永恒之父，他想要与我们分享这个永恒。
One Christmas, I decided to make some carving, some chopping, cutting boards.
所以有一年圣诞节呢，我想要去制作一些这个切菜板。
I made them out of walnut.
我是以核桃木来制作这些东西。
And what was my other? What was my white wood? My white maple. Sorry. Maple syrup. Is there a word for maple syrup?
一种白色的树。
反正就是
一种树。
很黑的一个 walnut 的这个木头 ，and then 一个白色的，叫 maple 的这个木头。
所以他所想要的就是连接一个比较深色的材质的木头
，yeah，
与一个比较浅色的木头，这样有这个。
I had a design on it, and I wanted to give these to some of my loved ones.
那我制作这些，我心里是想要把这些送予那些我心里很爱的一些。
It was my idea.
是我的主意。
It was my wood.
也是我的木头。
It was all my work.
然后全部都是我制造出来。
But I wanted to share it with the ones who I loved.
但是我想要把我这些属于我的东西与那些我所爱的人分享。
And Bex got mad because I didn't make one for us.
那我的太太就很生气，因为她没有，她 Alex 没有做一个给他们自己。
Eternity is in the hands of Jesus.
永恒现在掌握在耶稣的手里。
And he wants to share it with us.
但是他想把他手中有的东西与我们大家分享。
So he made the way for us to secure it.
所以他才。他才使得能够与他联系这条道路。
All we need to do is call on His name to be saved.
而我们唯一所需要去做的就是呼求他的名，就能得救。
Scripture says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead.
经里说你。口心里信，口里承认，你就。
I think we have that verse. No.
你就、okay. 你就是他的信徒。
You will be saved.
你就是、yeah. 你就得救。
Is Jesus Lord of your life?
那我问你们，主耶稣是你们生命中之主吗
？Is he the savior of your sins?
他是那位。拯救你从你罪恶中的那位神吗
？For all who call on His name will be saved.
不论任何人，只要呼求他的名，就可以得救。
Oh, once again, this is amazing news.
所以这才是
believers
对我们这些信徒，这是那美妙的message 啊、的
信息
信息、
mm-hmm,
Thank you.
美妙的信息，
美妙的信息 ，for sure.
但是 but for those、for those who don't have Jesus
但是那些没有耶稣在他们生命中的人
this will be their end
这却是他们的终结
we need to pray for them
我们必须为这些人祷告
last but not least Prince of Peace
最后但是也是非常重要是他是和平的君
Where do you need peace in this season?
在这个节日当中你生命的哪一个方面需要平安
The word for peace in Hebrew we all know
那在希伯来文、
mm-hmm.
和平是什么呢我们大家都知道、mm-hmm.
你们都知道吗 下什么 ？Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. 我们一起来说 ，Let's say it together. Shalom.
一起来说 ，Shalom.
Shalom means wholeness.
那 Shalom 它另外一个意思是完全。
It means a state of goodness.
它也是形容在一个境界是这个境界一切都美好。
In circumstances, in health, in everything.
在任何方面，在健康生活的各个方面，一切都好。
When you understand this word in the Bible,
当你在了解在圣经中这个字是怎么被引用的话
it's pointing back to God's creation.
这个字眼，它指到最终、最前、最前，当神创造世界的时候
，was whole.
在那里，原文说到一切都是完美的。
The world today is hurting because shalom was broken in the Garden of Eden.
但今天的世界是在有痛，是因为这个 shalom 这个完全在伊甸园中被破坏了。
So we are all longing. Scripture says the whole world is groaning.Groaning for what? Groaning for God to bring shalom again.
圣经经句里头说，这全世界都在悲痛，因为大家都向往神把这个完全这个 shalom 带回这个世界上。
But because Jesus already came the first time.
不过，但是因为我们的耶稣基督已经来到这世上，已过了。
Allows us to begin to taste shalom in our life.
他第一次来到，其中的一个原因就是让我们这些人能够尝到一点点这个 shalom 的滋味。
To free you from the power of sin.
让你在罪之中得到解脱。
To heal all the brokenness in your life.
在你生命中所破坏的地方可以得到医治。
That's why the Jewish will say to each other when they see each other, Shalom.
所以，犹太人当他们见到互相见到，他们会对互相说 Shalom.
他们意思 what they mean is I wish Shalom for you.
当他们互相讲 Shalom 的时候，他们就是想要表达我希望你可以有完全的意思。
Turn to someone next to you and say.I wish shalom to you.
让你旁边的人说，我祝你 shalom.
See, Jesus promises a taste of shalom.
耶稣给了我们那一点甜头，让我们尝到 shalom 是什么样的。
Because his name is Prince of Shalom.
因为他的名字就是这个。Shalom, the Jun,
and only believers can experience shalom.
但也只有信徒。
What does Jesus say?
能够尝到这个 shalom
的感觉。He says, "In me," Jesus says, "In me, you may have peace, shalom. In the world, you will have tribulation."But take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣在这里
Amen,
约翰福音讲到 Amen, 在这里讲到是我将 这事情呢你们在我里面有平安有 shalom, 在世上你们有的是患难。
This is so good for you and me, who are in Christ.
但神叫我们放心，我已经胜了这世界。所以对于我们这些有耶稣基督的人，这是多么美妙的话语。
Because when you look at a believer's life,
当你看一个信徒的生活，
and we have all experienced tribulation,
我也可以保证我们大家在生活中都经历过患难。
Some more, some less.
有些经历比较多，有些或少。
But Jesus says, I will give you my shalom.
但耶稣对我们的保证是我会给予你我的平安
我的 shalom,
我的 shalom.
This shalom
这里所说的这 shalom,
The world doesn't know
在这世界上是不知道他们不知道
They don't know
是什么完全一无所知
Only you can experience my shalom
神对我们说只有你们能够在我里面有 shalom.
But when you and I think about our friends,
但是我们当我们想到我们的朋友们
our family,
我们的家人
especially our children,
尤其是也有是我们的孩子们
And they don't have Jesus.
那当他们还没有耶稣在他们生命中呢？
They don't have God's shalom.
他们就没有神的 shalom.
They don't have the mighty warrior God fighting for them.
他们没有那全能的神，那位全能的战士为他们战打仗。
If they oppose God,
甚至假如他们敌对于神，
God opposes them.
神也将对他们有敌对。
They don't know the wonder of God.
他们不了解神的美妙。
So we need to pray.
所以我们必须要祷告。
God put in my heart that we need to pray.
神在我心里上摆上跟我说我们必须要祷告。
Let's bow our heads right now.
我们一同低头。
And I'm going to ask.
我会邀请。
Can you think of your family member, your loved one, your child.
我就在这里跟你们说，你有没有想到某一个人是在你的家里面，或者在你的朋友圈子里面
，who does not have Jesus?
到现在并没有耶稣在他们生命中。
My heart is in pain for them.
我心里是何等的伤痛，为了这些还没有耶稣的人。
Your heart is in pain for them.
你的心里也是这样的伤痛。
But Jesus' heart is in the greatest pain for them.
但是那最伤痛的心，其实是我们耶稣的心。
Because they have rejected and ignored Jesus.
因为我们所想的这些人，
反对了，
反对了我们耶稣基督的救恩。
他们离开了耶稣，
他们离开了耶稣的救恩。
If you have someone that you need to pray for,
假如你心里有那么一位你要为他祷告的人，
Would you stand where you are so we can pray for you?
我邀请你，你可不可以站起来，让我们为了你的那一位祷告。
Stand where you are so we can pray for you and your loved ones. Amen. Yes.
站起，让你们能起立，让我们为了你，还有你心里面所思念的那一位，我们来为他们祷告。
The reason why we pray.
我们祷告的原因呢？
Is because we can admit that we have a need.
是我们能够去承认我们有需要。
Can you admit that you need God to help you in this area?
你有没有那个能力去承认你需要神在这一个方面来帮助你？
God, I am thinking about these people who are not saved.
神啊，我在想在这些还没有得救的人。
When you come again, they are not for you, they are against you.
当你再来的时候，他们假如不是为着你，他们就是对你敌对的。
They will be lost forever in eternity.
他们将在那永远中是迷失的，受难的。
So when I think of some of the children, when I think of spouses, when I think of different relatives who don't know Jesus.
当我想到某些孩子、哪些配偶或者哪一些家庭成员还没有得到神的得名的时候，
Lord, I stand because I need to pray to you and ask for you to have mercy on them.
所以，神啊，所以我站立，因为我需要你的帮助。我需要我来祷告，来求你帮助我，把你带到他们身
边。And the Lord sees that you have this need.
那神，当我们的主看到你有这个需要。
And our church, we all know people who are not saved.
然后我们的教会也知道那些没有得救的人。
So we want to pray for you.
所以 我们就是要为了你祷告。
Can people from our church go to someone who is standing and pray for them right now? Pray for their unsaved loved ones.
可不可以我们教会那些得救的到那些站立的人为着他们心中所思念的那一位
Go around someone right now. Stand up and put your hand on them.
去到你周边站起来的那些把你的手
We need people who can pray.
放到他们身上
Put your hand on someone.
那些能够祷告的人
and just pray for them right now.
把你的手放在他们身上，为了他们祷告。
Find someone. There are people who have no one praying for them.
现在还有那些没有为他们祷告的人。
Go and pray for someone.
站起来去为那些站起来的人去祷而祷告。
And church, I want to hear you pray.
教会啊，我要听到你们为那些人祷告。
There are people that are still not being prayed over. Go over to find someone, please.
我们现在还有那些没有人摆在他们肩上，在后面，还有那些没有人去为他们祷告的。
Who has need for someone to come and pray for them. Please raise your hand.
还有谁还没有没有人去为你祷告了？可不可以请你举手？我们去，我们找我们。
Stand up and pray for them, please.
那些有祷告能力的，站起来去为你那些需要祷告的姊妹弟兄们祷告。
There's people in the back that have not been prayed for.
后面还有，还有。
There's someone over here that has not been prayed for. 是姐妹。
我们前面还有呢没有
Go pray for somebody 站起来 please
站起来去为你身边的人祷告 Maybe you need to go
There's two in the back too Let's just go Let's just go and pray Father, we come before you and we want to be a house of prayer.
父啊，我们来到你面前，我们是想要成为一个祷告的一个教会。
We just want to open our mouth to pray.
我们就是想只想要开口来祷告。
I pray for those who are all prayed for right now.
我向你祷告，我是为着这些。已经被祷告的这一些，这每在这的每一位。
I pray that the gospel will be brought into their life.
我的祷告是福音会被在他们的生命中带进。
That they may see the life of these loved ones.
然后他们看到那他们心中所爱的那一位
and desire to have you, Jesus.
然后把他们心中爱的那一位有那位想要你的那个心带入他们心中。
It requires you to work on their hearts.
但主啊，这必须需要你在这些人的心中有动工。
Man cannot change man.
人没有办法去改变人。
But God, you can change man.
只有神你可以去改变人。
So we pray for your mercy.
所以我们在这里祷告，求你的怜悯。
And we pray for you, Jesus.
我们
the mighty God to fight for us right now.
我们的祷告是请求你这位全能的神，这位全能的大能的神为我们而征战。
We want to cry out for their souls.
我们在这里是为了那些需要你的人，他们的灵魂而祷告。
Hear our cries.
听到我们的呼求。
Because you, Jesus, are the only hope.
因为主耶稣啊，你是。唯一的那一个盼望。
It is in Jesus' most powerful name we pray.
这也是以我们耶稣他最全能的名字来祷告。
Amen.